A grateful farewell. Your message from your Chief Executive, Major General Retired Nick Kaplan, CB. I'm sad to say that my retirement is fast approaching, and given we don't publish the review in January, this will be my final column. Writing it has given me much cause for personal reflection, as I look back on my time here and remember so many rich and joyful encounters. When I first heard I'd been selected for the post 8 years ago, I visited the Brighton Centre with my wife, Isabel. I remember it was a Saturday afternoon, and although the centre was quite sleepy, there was keen activity going on in the arts and crafts area, as member Norman Perry was sitting by himself, sanding down a rocking horse he'd made. We struck up conversation, and he brought the centre to life for us as he shared his personal experience. Norman had been completely blind since being on the receiving end of a mortar shell in World War II, and yet here he was, independent, full of beans, and living a busy life. What an introduction to Blind Veterans UK. Just as memorable was my first meeting with member Penny Melville Brown. Penny kindly got in touch with me as I took up my new post, so I visited her at her home. Although I'd been responsible for disabled service personnel in the army, this didn't include sight loss, so I wanted to learn all I could about the world of the blind veteran. Our meeting had a profound impact on me, as I found her to be a remarkable example, not least for her work for the disabled. Penny has recently had great success on the international stage as a blind baker, and I can personally vouch for her skills in this area. Another member, Simon Brown, brought home to me the importance of the accept, adapt, achieve philosophy, which now underpins our holistic support. Simon, who lost his sight in Iraq when he was young, helped show me that to deliver meaningful lifelong support, we need to really understand that each member will have their own individual sight loss journey and their own individual needs. The redoubtable Alan Saunders, a Royal Marines veteran, provided another early lesson for me, the power of purposeful activity. Despite being badly injured in the Sicily landings during World War II, Alan was a creative and his home was a veritable workshop with many mosaic pieces underway at various stages of completion. He seemed to be able to take life and sight loss in his stride and possessed great wisdom. It was wonderful a few years later to see our Royal Marine members of staff escort him to the Commando Memorial at Speen Bridge for his last parade. I was also grateful for the chance to meet member Alan Holderness at his manufacturing plant in Lancashire. Following in his father's footsteps, Alan is the managing director of the family business, and during my tour of the factory floor, I could see his keen sense of duty and his determination to improve the lot for others. A remarkable man in every sense. A sense of duty was also a big driving force for Maria Pikulski-Hughes, who sadly died earlier this year. I first met Maria and her husband Richard at their home and remember listening to her talk passionately about the support needed to get blind veterans on their feet. As our first female vice president, and the very best of friends to so many, Maria continues to influence our lives on a daily basis. It's clear to me that what I have valued most over the past 8 years has been my time with you, the members, whether at events, at our centres, or in your homes. Our centenary year in 2015 provided a cracking opportunity for get-togethers. There were 1,800 of us at our service of Thanksgiving in Westminster Abbey, while our Royal Garden Party at Buckingham Palace was also wonderful. More recently, the unveiling of our Victory Over Blindness statue at Manchester Piccadilly, as well as our gold medal winning garden at the Hampton Court Garden Festival, provided unique opportunities to see members in action, explaining, educating, and simply having fun. I will never forget the auction at the Bridgewater Hall fundraising dinner. Another former vice president, sadly lost this year, Paul Palmer, had skillfully fashioned a chair out of a tree which had such great weight and beauty. After dinner, member Jamie Weller was interviewed Parkinson style by Barry Koop to show what life beyond sight loss really means. It was a magical evening. So many members have inspired me with their approach to life post-sight loss. I'd love to mention them all, but Liz, our review editor, might not thank me. So I will settle for just one more. Ray Hazan, OBE. When I joined the charity, Ray was our president and a fount of wisdom. Blown up by the IRA in the 1970s, he is completely blind and missing a hand. He is the gentlest of characters and hugely respected by all who have met him. Ray has taught me so much about sight loss and so much about life. It was Ray who encouraged us to embrace victory over blindness as our guiding purpose. I remember when, at an annual Soldiering On Awards event a few years ago, he was presented with a special award. There must have been around 400 people in the room, every single person on their feet. For me, Ray was a constant reminder of the vital support we must offer our younger war blind who have long years of life ahead of them. I close by thanking everyone who has helped me, our staff who are magnificent in every way, our trustees who have given so much of their time and wisdom, and the three musketeers, our President Colin Williamson and Vice Presidents Billy Baxter and Chris Cardwell, who eat, live and breathe the charity and will do anything they can to promote our cause and the brilliance of our members. Sir Arthur Pearson and Lord Fraser shared plenty of wisdom in their respective books, but I rather like the following snippet from member Betty Tring, which I see as a modern day translation of the great masters. Don't say you can't. If you kick away the tea, you will find that you can. Thank you all for your friendship, support and inspiration. Isabel joins me in wishing you all a most peaceful Christmas and a prosperous and happy New Year. Silanti Miath.